showed them the sights of Dublin. I was quicker with the girls than he was at that time.
The bond between these Irish brothers is strong. Gary and Phil Lynott grew up together in the music business, first with Skid Row, then Thin Lizzy. Today's recording session at London's Eel Pie Studios is part of the latest collaboration, a Moore Lynott release called Out in the Fields.
Out in the Fields it is.
Jimbo, are you happy with your levels?
Let's kick it in.
Okay. Phil, if you can take the verses, please. Gary, the bridges, and both of you on the choruses. Out in the Fields, take one, roll it.
Out in the Fields is also being rehearsed to take out on the road. The song is one of 14, which will make up the set of the most important tour Gary Moore has ever undertaken. Preparations have been going on for months, and now final rehearsals have moved into London's cavernous Academy Theatre, where heaters fight off the early winter chill. A crew of 45 is putting the finishing touches to a rock show that will soon be ready to roll. Tomorrow, it will all be loaded onto trucks and sent on its way toward the political uncertainty of Belfast, Northern Ireland. After 10 years, Gary Moore is finally ready to go home.
Let's try murder. One, two, three!
Gary has handpicked a band which consists of former Roxy Music drummer Paul Thompson, bassist Bob Daisley from Ozzy Osbourne's band, and on keyboards, guitar, and vocals, ex-UFO member Neil Carter. It had taken some time for Gary to find the right combination.
There were certain musicians that had no desire to come to Northern Ireland with me because of the risks involved. We've had this band now for 2.5 years, and this is the first lineup where everyone has agreed that they would go to Northern Ireland.
You take risks wherever you go, really, you know. I mean, it's like when you go to New York, it can be pretty risky there too. But if you want to do it, you do it. That's the way I look at it, and I want to play in Belfast.
In December of the year 1984, Gary Moore returned to the land of his birth. He traveled along the Northern Ireland seacoast through County Antrim, where the echoes of ancient Irish tribes can still be heard among the rugged cliffs and ruined reminders of a bygone civilization.
This castle over here in the background is Dunluce Castle, which is a very ancient monument, as you can see. And it used to be occupied in the 15th century by an Irish chieftain from Donegal, I believe, called Red Hugh O'Donnell. And apparently they came to a bit of a sticky end one night when they were preparing a feast in the kitchen. And